Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, to California now, and the question, what happens now to the plan to ferry undocumented immigrants from the overburdened Texas border areas to cities in California after yesterday's blockade of the buses carrying them? The plan was to send 140 immigrant detainees, largely children with mothers, every few days. The next group was scheduled to arrive in Murrieta, California on the 4th of July. But will that change after angry protesters forced the buses to turn back from the Border Patrol station in Murrieta and reroute to San Ysidro? Kate Linthicum is covering the story for the LA Times. And Kate, I just want to back up because we know Murrieta City Council members are congratulating residents there. They say the protests were nonviolent. They were pretty ugly. Those protesting the detainees, eventually joined by supporters of the kids in particular. What are people there saying?
Well, this all started yesterday when three buses carrying about 140 immigrants from Central America were trying to enter this Border Patrol processing station in Murrieta. About 100 protesters were there chanting things like, "Go home, we want to be safe." And they actually blocked the buses, forcing the buses to turn around and head back to another Border Patrol facility near San Diego. The city officials who had said, you know, "We don't want these immigrants here," and had actually encouraged their residents to protest their arrival, are congratulating people today for helping make this happen.
But are other people surprised, I'm wondering, that it just blew up so quickly?
I don't think people are surprised. I mean, I think there's a pretty virulent anti-immigrant groups, especially here in Southern California, where we have a long history of immigration and people who are not quite happy with that. So the groups actually that organized these protests yesterday have organized similar protests in other cities that had been asked to receive immigrants as well. So in the city of Escondido near San Diego, the same group actually managed to get the City Planning Commission to say, "No, we will not accept immigrants at our facilities here."
Well, of course, the problem is that there are 52,000 largely children who are backed up in the system in the Texas border area. The plan is to move them out to process them. Now, immigration officials, we understand, told the town about the plan. As you say, Monday, the mayor of Murrieta, Alan Long, urged residents to protest. He's blaming the government for allowing these undocumented immigrants to even reach Texas. But he also said officials are breaking the law by not immediately deporting them from Texas. Now, doesn't the law say that, in fact, children in particular from non-contiguous countries, can't be immediately deported?
Yeah, that's the issue. I mean, if these were Mexican children, they would be returned to Mexican authorities who would deal with them from that point on. But because these are Central Americans, the U.S. government has to take responsibility for them. But as you said, the Border Patrol facilities along the border are so overrun that there's been this movement to bring them into the interior parts of the United States. But if communities are going to react like this, you have to wonder what's going to happen to that plan.
Well, we want to ask you about that. But there were also other concerns that expressed by people who were protesting, genuine concerns that, for instance, these detainees would just be released right into Murrieta. But also by law, don't these officials have to process them? I mean, that's what they're trying to do, and get them to either families or sponsors across the country. They, you know, don't just release them into the town.
Well, I mean, yeah, the Border Patrol or immigration officials and advocates for the immigrants are saying, you know, most of these immigrants are going to end up being settled elsewhere, that this is just a point in the process, that they will find family members in different parts of the state, different parts of the country, and move on. But you've seen in other places where immigrants have been released, I mean, once they're released, they can go where they want. They can stay there if they want. Mm-hmm. And for the leaders of the town who say, you know, the town is already strained, they believe that the addition of new immigrants would be a burden that they can't handle.
Yeah, the burden is on the children even to check in with immigration officials after they go to family or sponsors. There also was a genuine concern that this facility in Murrieta, it was is not a processing facility as such. It's actually more like a jail. And we heard some officials from the Murrieta facility saying they worried that kids would be right up against, for instance, smugglers and others who had been arrested.
Yeah, these facilities are not made to house women and children. A few of the facilities where women and children have ended up are. That's the problem, is the federal government just doesn't have the capacity to house all of them. So that is why these immigrants were flown, are being flown elsewhere and being given the supervised release.
Well, so Kate, the plan was to send detainees not just to Murrieta but to other facilities every 72 hours. As we said, one scheduled for Friday, 4th of July. Now we understand that might not happen. What are officials saying?
Well, immigration officials are being really quiet now about their plans. They had announced that these immigrants were going to be bused to Murrieta in advance, and that allowed the mayor of Murrieta and these anti-immigrant activists to mobilize and block the buses. So because of safety concerns for the migrants themselves and the immigration officials who are transporting them, they're not saying when or where they plan to move them in the future.
Kate Linthicum, she covers immigration for the LA Times. Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you.